welcome to this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. And on this month's show, we're going to be hearing from the managers at Bedworth United, Belper Town, Carlton Town, Widnes and Mosley. But we're going to kick the show off this month talking about the Midlands Division. In the weekly NPL show this week, we catch up with the managers at Hebburn Town and Kidsgrove Athletic. Both clubs have 100% starts to their league campaigns in the West and the East Divisions. Likewise, in the Midlands Division, we've also got a team sitting top of the league after the month of August with a 100% record, and that's Spalding United. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Spalding. It's a welcome back to the show to Elliot Sandy. Well, Elliot, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the FA Cup and the match with Stratford Town on Saturday, just a bit of a catch-up, really. Very good start to the season for Spalding United, not just through to the first qualifying round of the FA Cup, but 100% record, played for 1-4 from the opening month. How's it going at Spalding?
Yeah, it's a really good start. In the off-season, we were quite busy. We wanted to try and keep the core of what was a really good squad last year and try and improve on that. And we got most of the targets that we were looking for, so that was really pleasing. And then first game of the season, you're looking at Walsall Wood, who won their league quite comfortably, I think, and was always going to be a tough place to go. And we performed really well. And for me personally, it was like, I feel that the squad's good enough to hopefully be up there this season. But then when it actually comes to it, it's like, right, are we actually that good? And we performed really well on that day. And since we haven't been perfect each week, but you can see a group are getting to know each other better and we're getting stronger as the weeks go by. And look, you can't ask for much more than 4 wins. I think it's scored 10 and conceded 1. So it's a good start, but obviously it's still very, very early.
Yeah, obviously in these early interviews, there's not much I can, you know, mention about players and that kind of thing because it is early days. But one thing we can mention is the defensive record. Like you said, just 1 goal conceded in the opening 4 matches. Is that something you've been aiming for?
Well, to be fair, last year we had a really good clean sheet record. I think it was only Chasetown that had a better goals conceded than us last year. So we knew realistically that we were strong in that area anyway. So what we were targeting more is strikers at the other end of the pitch. And to be fair to the lads that have brought in, all 3 of them have got 2 or 3 goals each. So at least they've sort of hit the ground running as well. So it's just trying to find that balance, really, where I think last year we were quite defensive and seemed to grind out results more often than not, rather than be able to sort of take chances and put teams away. Whereas this year, so far, obviously, we scored 3 at Walsall Wood and then 4 against Coventry Sphinx. So we're hopefully playing a bit more attacking football, but we've still got that solid foundation at the back.
And just touching upon pre-season and, you know, how you headed into pre-season. Obviously, last season you finished 3rd. You got through to the playoff final, beaten by the team who finished 2nd. So by that logic, that seems to be all fitting into those predictions and that. But with Stamford and Hales owing out the way, I mean, what are your expectations for this season?
Promotion's the aim. It's as simple as that, really. We've got an ambitious chairman who wants to take the club forward, and he's backed as well. And I think off the back of last year, obviously it was devastating to be, whatever it was, 2 or 3 minutes away. But we had to dust ourselves down and think, right, what do we need to go one better next year? So we looked at players we wanted to attract early, went for them early and got our business done quite early, to be honest, compared to other teams. Not saying it's good or bad, but we were happy and quite settled with what we had. Realistically, we feel we've put a squad that should be right up there challenging for promotion, and hopefully we can go one step further this season.
Yeah, I'm getting memories about that playoff final, you know, 3,000 people at the Grove, and that must drive you on to go, right, we are going to get promoted this year, and especially to have a pre-season, you know, because you didn't have one last year yourself, getting those plans in place, that must drive you on as a coaching staff and as a club.
Yeah, definitely. Look, fair play to Hales Owen. As a player, I played against them over the years, and they're a huge non-league club who probably deserved to go up before last season in the COVID years away from them in them time. So fair play to them. But in terms of us, it's like you said, the 2 best teams have moved on from the league as such. So we don't know too much about the teams who have come down into our league, but realistically, we were technically the best team left in the league. So, yeah, the expectations are high, but we need to be level-headed. We need to make sure we prepare right for every game because in this league, anybody can beat anyone, and you can sort of see that from the results already. There's a big bunch of teams. I think we're top of the minute, but there's a big bunch of teams below us, and all the points are sort of shared out between a few. So it is a tough league where, like I said, if you're not at it or you're down tools a little bit, then you can come unstuck.
That's the league, and it's been a good start. But we have to talk about the FA Cup as well. Stratford Town tomorrow. You had Shepshire Dynamo in the preliminary round. That went to a replay, but the unbeaten run continues. What's your thoughts on this challenge tomorrow, though, against Stratford Town? They've not had the best of starts this season in the Southern Prem. So what's your thoughts?
Well, again, it's a real tough game, but it's an exciting one for us, really, because Stratford are obviously in the league that we want to be in, so it'd be a real test. We've brought players in who have played a lot of their career at that level, so they won't be fazed about playing against a team from the league above. And our first team coach I think he was assistant manager at Stratford. We got a couple of lads who used to play for Stratford, so a lot of the lads sort of know each other. A few of the Stratford lads will know some of our boys as well. So, yeah, it's a winnable game, but it's a very, very tough one because Stratford, although their results have been a bit up and down, they've got the players to really hurt you. I think they drew 4-4 recently with Alva Church, so they can obviously score goals. But then possibly at the back, you'd be able to get at them. But then they drew 1-1 with Leamington. So, because the league they're in is a real tough one as well. But look, it's going to be a real tough game for us. Stratford are a good side, and we've had them watched and things, and they play some really good football. So they'll be playing some exciting attacking football, and hopefully we'll be the same. But hopefully we can get the positive result.
Yeah, and fingers crossed that means then that if you do progress through the game on the Saturday the 16th, I think will be an FA Cup weekend, won't it? So you've got, like, you can park the league now for a good while because you've got Sheffield in FA Trophy, you've got a Lincolnshire Cup tie as well against Grantham. So it's all systems go, isn't it, with knockout competitions for the next few weeks?
Yeah, that's it. We've got... well, we played away on Monday, and then we've got 5 more away games. We play Stratford away, obviously, in the FA Cup tomorrow, and then we've got Sheffield away next week. Then we've got Grantham in the Lynx Cup. Then we've got, I think it's Gresley away, Ansi Nomad. So if it does get... it's a lot of travelling for the lads, so that can take it out of you. That's one thing. But yeah, like you said, if we were to be successful tomorrow, then the game on the 16th, so you're probably not playing in the league till, well, whatever that would be, the 23rd possibly or something like that.
Back
so,
end of September, certainly. Yes.
Yeah. So it is a long time. And to be honest, when you're doing well in the league, you just want to keep ticking off games and going from one to the other to get the points on the board. Of course, the FA Cup's a huge competition. It's great for the fans and the club if you do well there and you can pull a decent tie further down the line. So, fingers crossed, like I said, that we can get the job done as such against Stratford, which is going to be a really tough game. But if we can, then it's money for the club as well. And like you said, you see where it rounds.
Yeah, and just a last question just about, you know, the not just the FA Cup, but also the trophy, the Lynx Cup, everything in the league.
Yeah.
How much are you looking forward to it, Elliot? Because you mentioned the aspirations. You're under no illusions. You know, the likes of Sporting Calza, Anstey Nomads, they've had a great start to the season, haven't they, at this level? Bedworth United, Corby, Hinckley, you know, Coleshill, big hitters. It's going to be tough, but how much are you looking forward to this challenge of getting Spalding to where you want them to be?
Of course. Like you said there's a lot of very good teams and a lot of teams really... they've backed their squads, to be honest, and as we are, and they all want the same goal at the end of the day. But look, it's my first full season in management. It's I'm learning all the time. I'm learning every day, and hopefully I can get better and better as the team do as well. But there's going to be a lot of ups and downs, that's for sure. But hopefully there'll be more ups and downs, and we'll see where we are come April.
Well, Elliot Sandy, manager of Spalding United, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck tomorrow in that FA Cup game against Stratford Town. Keep up the excellent work, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks very much. Take care.
Elliot Sandy there, manager of Spalding United, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. So Spalding currently sitting top of the pile on 12 points. Also on 12 points, we've got Sporting Calza, and a big good luck to Sporting Calza in the FA Cup tomorrow. That game will be live on the BBC. And incidentally, we also hear from Sporting Calza on the weekly NPL show this week. Ian Rowe joining us. Anstey Nomads new to Step 4, but a brilliant start to the season. They're sitting on 10 points in third position. Also on 10 points, we've got Bedworth United. They're three games unbeaten now in the league as we head into September. And on Friday, I caught up with a manager at Bedworth United. It's a welcome back to the show to Stuart Storer. Well, Stuart, a big thank you for joining us, and a decent start to the season at Bedworth United. Three wins, one defeat in the last five. It's been a good start. What's the mood like at the club?
Yeah, obviously the mood's really good at the club. The away form's excellent, 100%. Home form with the FA Cup defeat as well is a bit shady. But, it's one of them where you think, you take all them away wins because they're hard to get, and you know that the home form will probably improve.
Going in back to pre-season, I mean, were you expecting a start like this based on recruitment and that side of things?
Recruited quite well, yes, but football's so strange. You know, you have a good pre-season and you can't win a league game or vice versa. So it's always a bit of trepidation going into a new season, hoping that team gels, you know, people get on. You have that little bit of luck as well in the first few games, which breeds that bit of confidence and you can kick on, you know. So, yeah, good start from us and, hopefully we can continue it.
The only defeat this season in the league against Anstey Nomads, and they've had a great August, haven't they? So, just going back to the record, though, I mean, that's three wins in August in the league. I look back at last season's record. You had nine wins. Obviously, you had a lot of draws last year as well, but nine wins overall in the league. So you're a third of the way there after the opening month. So that's brilliant, isn't it, really?
Well, it is. We struggled to score goals last year. And I think we did have so many draws. And even if you lost half of them and won half of them, we would have been in and around sort of the playoff spots. But getting 1 point, you know, here and there is never very good. Probably better off losing than winning, like I just said. But it was mainly a goal scoring issue last year. I tried quite a few players, quite a few systems, and it just didn't really work for us. But this year we've managed to get off to a good start with some new blood and some very creative players, which helps.
And goal scoring, I mean, scoring three unanswered goals at Rushden Diamonds as well. So that's going in the right direction, isn't it?
Yeah, it like I said, it's all looking good. But football being football, you're just sort of holding your breath and waiting for the bubble to burst. And you're not disappointed because, more often than not, it does. But that's the beauty of football, isn't it? Top can beat bottom. You know, you get players sent off. There's lots that can go on within that 90 minutes, which you have to deal with as a manager and as a squad of players as well.
And just touching upon your expectations for this season and your targets, because it's been a decent start, like we said. You mentioned the issue of goal scoring last season. I mean, 15 draws, just to reiterate the actual stat, which is an enormous amount of draws. So if you get that right, you would have been really close to that playoff line. So is that the target for this season, to make those draws into wins, essentially?
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, you know, I think every manager I speak to, they ring me up, have you got a goal scorer? And I'm ringing them up, have you got a goal scorer? You know, and one, you have to get a bit lucky sometimes, or pay good dollar to get the goal scorers, you know, or be fortunate to get a good young lad that's hungry and starts firing and has a lot of confidence. If we can turn them draws into wins, we are going to be there or thereabouts. We've got some very strong teams in the league already. Your Calces, your Spaldings, you mentioned Anstey there. Harbour have probably come good as well. You know, there's quite a lot of teams in there. So I'd like to think that we'd be in and around sort of playoff places if we can continue our good form for the next few games.
Yeah, I mean, what do you make of the competition more widely? You mentioned some of the teams there, but we caught up with some of the new clubs during pre-season who've joined the league from Step 5. They've certainly added something, like Anstey Nomads. You take on Lytown, don't you, this weekend? It's just getting stronger and stronger, this Midlands League, isn't it?
Oh, massively, yeah. I think what we've found since COVID as well, the Step 5, you've probably got two or three clubs at Step 5 really putting money into trying to get to Step 4. And that's obviously when they come up, they've got a good budget striding straight into our league. You know, you've got your Quorns, your Anstey's, Lies. So, you know, you play them early on in the season and the tails are up, like Lies will be tomorrow. It's going to be a really tough game. But fair play to them, you know, for getting promotion. It's a tough, tough league, and it's getting tougher because of these promoted teams. So, yeah, it's good. It's a very competitive league.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, that's the league, but there's also the FA Trophy a week on Saturday, first qualifying round against Leek Town, a club very much in transition at the moment with the departure of Neil Baker. So that's going to be tough, isn't it, that game to read next Saturday in the FA Trophy?
They're all tough games, especially the first 10 or 12 of the season and the cup games. Until sort of the league pans out, you know, a bit of psychology then takes over with teams, whether you're top or bottom. The psychology is massive then. If you're at the bottom, your team sort of goes in with a bit of trepidation. If you're at the top, your team's sort of excited and can't wait to play. And that's the difference. Same with the cup. You know, the cup games are brilliant because the underdogs have got every chance of going through as the favourites. And that's why we love football, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a last question, Stuart, just about, you know, the upcoming matches as well as just what's possible this season. I mean, Bedworth United in the playoff positions, you know, alongside the likes of Corby Town and Sporting Kalsa and Spalding. I'm imagining this is exactly where the club would like to be for this season. So how much are you looking forward to that challenge of staying there and being in and around this competition this year?
Yeah, that's what it's all about. You know, we, like you mentioned before, we sort of lingered mid-table for the last couple of seasons. Didn't really have a spark about us, and it's nice to get a spark back around the football club. But like I mentioned before, there's so many good teams in this league. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for all of us, I think. So, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So let's see where we end up. But obviously, ambition-wise, like most clubs, is to be up there and challenging for one of them playoff spots at the end of the season.
Well, Stuart Storer, manager of Bedworth United, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. A big good luck in the FA Trophy next week and all the best in the coming matches. And we'll catch up again very soon.
Top man, thanks.
Stuart Storer there, manager of Bedworth United, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's go to the East Division now, and as mentioned earlier, Hebburn Town feature on the weekly NPL show this week. They're currently the league leaders in the East Division. So let's hear from the two teams sitting just beneath them in the league table. Shortly, we'll be hearing from one of the joint managers at Carlton Town, Mark Harvey. Carlton currently sitting third, sitting between Hebburn Town and Carlton Town. We've got Belper Town, only one defeat in the last five matches, four wins in the month of August for the club. And on Friday, I caught up with the manager at Belper Town. It's a welcome back to the show to Lee Attenborough. Well, Lee, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, great start to the season for Belper Town. Only one defeat in the opening month of the season. How's it going at the Derbyshire club?
Yeah, started well. As everyone says at this point, it is only a starting tit, you know, very early days. And I think I said to the players last night at training, actually, table looks great, second place at the minute, you know, four out of five wins, but you only got to lose a couple and you find yourself in 10th. So we've got to keep the foot down now and turn, you know, a lot of our good work into sort of 7, 8, 9, 10 games if we can. And, you know, make hay while the sun shines. It's had a good start, but I'm just finding this league's tough. You know, every game it's nip and tuck. You know, scored a lot of goals, but teams are also scoring against us. So we've got to keep working hard and finding that balance and hopefully a few more results to come.
And obviously, with these positive results, it comes off the back of last season and relegation. I mean, how did you go about... Because actually, it pulled out some decent results towards the end of last season. So how did you approach the building of this squad for this campaign back at step four?
Well, I think... I can't remember now. I think I spoke to you at the back end of last season, yeah. When I took the Belper job. And, you know, obviously, people thought I was mad at the time to take it with Pish and Belper in. I think we were sort of 8 points adrift. You know, I was doing well at Corby Town. But when I sat down with the club and spoke to the chairman and directors, they've got a vision and a plan for the club, both on and off the pitch, that just excited me. I know it's cliche to say that, but, you know, he did sort of draw me away from Corby, if you like. And the plan was always going to be a rebuild over the summer. And I think that's one of the reasons why the club, you know, wanted me to sort of take it, because I've done that at my last two clubs, rebuilt sort of several squads in and around this level. So, yeah, we got recruiting early. We had a big, obviously, hit list of players we wanted to bring in. And to be fair, we've got the majority of the lads that we wanted. So we've had a good summer recruitment-wise. But obviously now it's all about trying to sort of gel that squad. We're definitely going to get better as we go. And in the early parts of the season, it was just about trying to pick up results, as you know, as many as we could, whilst we're on that journey of improvement. And, I mean, you know, touch wood so far, 4 from 5 is a great start. But I still think we'll grow into the season and we'll get better as we go. Even the games we've won, like every manager will say, I'm still being picky at the minute. I think we can improve, and there's things that I'm not seeing kind of working the way I want them to. But if we can pick up some results while we're still ironing out the teething problems, if you like, then you know, long may it continue.
Yeah, and one thing that's pretty clear in this opening month of the season, even when you're getting beat, you're still scoring plenty of goals, aren't you? I mean, the defeat, incidentally, for the listeners' benefit, came on Saturday at home to Dunstan. That finished 4-3. Kevin Bastos has scored 7 goals in this opening month. That's some record at the moment, isn't it, from him?
Yeah, listen, he's a good player, Kev. I managed Kev 3 or 4 years ago for a couple of years at Loughborough Dynamo. And obviously I saw his journey sort of take him up the pyramid a little bit. And then for whatever reason, it didn't work out at his previous club. And, you know, I spoke to him over the summer. And I think he's my first signing. He's the first one I wanted through the door because of, like you say, he's got a bit of everything. You know, he can stretch teams, but he's good into feet as well. He's getting more and more ruthless as he develops and he gets that little bit older and a bit more mature. But it's not just him. We've got goals all over the team. And, you know, sort of still finding myself as a manager after sort of 6 or 7 years at this level. But I think I'm just one of those managers who you know, will try and score one more than you kind of thing, because I always find myself with a lot of attacking flair in my team. And look, as good as Kev and the other lads are going forward, I think that's probably part of the reason why we're sometimes a little bit vulnerable at the back, because we do commit bodies and we are exciting to watch. I mean, that Dunstan game was 4-3, but you know, we had 10 men for 80 minutes,
yeah,
and we still scored 3 goals with 10 men, so there's certainly firepower there. And obviously it's our job now to try and find that balance and make sure we're a bit more robust at the back.
I was going to say, I mean, you mentioned, you know, the law of Belper and, you know, what the committee were proposing for the future of the club and that kind of thing. I think one thing that everyone at a club wants after relegation is smiles back on the face the following season. And like you've mentioned, certainly entertaining, to say the least. I mean the Grantham game on the weekend, for example, you know, 2 late goals to take the win. Is that the aim this year, to do well, but also to, like you mentioned, just to go for it whenever you can?
I think so. I mean, I think every fan will tell you, look, we all love football. I'm a fan of a team doing particularly well at the minute in the pro game. But you want a team that plays for the shirt, like at any level of football. And I felt last year we had a couple of those lads, but I felt like there were too many in the squad that didn't have that. And listen, towards the end of the season, you know, I wouldn't come out and say it publicly, but I kind of felt that a few of them had down tools a little bit. And I wanted to make sure that first and foremost, I built a team that, you know, wears a heart on the sleeve and gives everything for the cause. And, you know, regardless of results, you can ask any Belper fan at the minute, I think they'll say to you that the team runs hard, they're working for each other, that they care about the club they're playing for. I think that's first and foremost the most important thing, because then the fans can get behind you. And then if you are, you know, you do get a couple of negative results, but seeing that the endeavour's there, then you get a bit more goodwill. You know, we've got that at the minute, but you know, we've got quality as well, and I think it's a good blend. But also, I'm not naive either. We've got to keep getting results, because, you know, I always say 4 or 5 bad games on the spin at this level of football, you drop right down the table. So yeah, the smiles on faces are important. You know, it did help at Grantham on Monday, because it was probably our worst performance for a long time. But you know, to score in the 94th and 98th minute, you forget about the performance very quickly, and you just enjoy the fact you've we've turned the game on its head and almost made it a six-pointer in the last couple of minutes. So great result for us, but it's just, you know, ticks one off and can move on. I just find these early parts of the season are tough because it's two games a week for like the first sort of 3 or 4 weeks. And I think for sort of from now on, it's just Saturday, Saturday, Saturday. So we can get into a bit more of a rhythm and get our legs rested properly and things after the sort of hustle and bustle of the first few weeks.
Yeah, it does settle down a little bit. And, well, as I say, settles down because you've got Pontefract on Saturday. That's going to be a tough game, isn't it?
Yeah. I've played Pontefract a few times. Always a competitive team. You know, quite direct, but they're good at what they do and they scrap it out. And especially when you go away to their place, it's always about, you look at it on the fixture list, you know it's a tough place to go. But I'm hoping that, you know, them coming to us, we can put our style on the game and play things on our terms a little bit. But it's one of those tomorrow where we've got to earn the right to play, because if we don't turn up, it's another team that'll turn us over. I've said that. I feel like I say the same things week in, week out to the players, but it's such a tough league, this East one. You know, I've been in the Midland League for a long time, and maybe it's a little bit more forgiving, with no disrespect to the teams in that league. But this East Division's tough. You know, I remember a couple of years ago, Dave Frecklington, you know, took a good Frickley side and they went down. And at the time, I thought, how's that happened? But now we're in it and I'm seeing the teams that we're up against. You can see quite quickly that if you don't start well and you know, maybe lose a bit of confidence, it would be easy to lose a lot of games. So we've got to keep at it. And starts again tomorrow.
Yeah, and then after that, next week, it's the FA Trophy first qualifying round. And how handy would a trophy run be this season? Or is it just to keep that momentum going that you've had from August?
Yeah, I mean, I think the trophy, obviously now we need to try and win a couple of games in that financially for the club, but also, you know, winning breeds winning and confidence. So, you know, we don't want to lose any games that we're playing. So the trophy is important for that. And also, listen, when you've got a squad of 18, 19 players, sometimes you want more games because it's a chance to give people minutes, whereas if it's just league games every Saturday, sometimes that becomes difficult the later on in the season you get. So, yeah, hopefully we'll turn up against Newcastle, and it's another game where I feel like if we're at our best, we can, you know, we can get a good result. But like always, you've got to be at your best.
Yeah, and just a last question, Lee, just about not just the league, not just the FA Trophy, but just generally. I mean, how much are you looking forward to the challenge this season of getting Belper? I'm assuming the target is to get yourselves back to step three. You're under no illusions how tricky this league is. You only have to look at the top half of the table to see the names of the clubs in there. But how much are you looking forward to that challenge this season at Belper Town?
No, it is exciting. And like I said, I took the job knowing that the second half of last season was going to be very tough. You know, it's not nice taking a job where you feel like you might only win 20 or 30% of your games. So I kind of took it accepting that it was going to be a tough end to the second half of last season, with the aim of this season being a much more enjoyable one. You know, we take nothing for granted and we've worked incredibly hard over the summer to build what we've got. And obviously now, yeah, listen, it's naive and it's probably very naive to say you're going to go and win this league because, again, it's so tough. You know, only one team's going to go up automatic. So to say, you know, we're going to go and be at step three next year, I think he's probably disrespectful to the teams in and around us. But what we do want to do is be competitive in every single game. You know, we'll go into every single game feeling like we can win it if we're at our best. And listen, if we're good enough over the course of the season, we'll be in and around it. You know, I feel like from all the teams we've played so far, you know, I feel like we're more than worthy of being up there and around it. But obviously, we've only played 5 games. So, you know, we don't want to jump the gun on anything. And like I said before, earlier in the conversation, we have got to get a lot better, because there's been a couple of games where we've got the result, but we haven't really been at it. And I think on other days, we lose those games. So, yeah, too early to be talking about step three, but let's keep doing what we're doing. And if we speak again in 10 games time, we'll maybe have a bit of a better idea of where we are.
Well, Lee Attenborough, manager of Belper Town, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Congratulations on the start to the season and all the best in the coming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Yeah, cheers, Ben. Nice one, mate.
Lee Attenborough, manager of Belper Town, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. So Belper Town on 12 points, sitting in second position. Sitting in third position, also on 12 points in the East Division, we've got Carlton Town. And let's hear now from one of the joint managers at the club. And on Friday, I caught up with Mark Harvey. Well, Mark, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the challenge of Nuneaton Borough in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup, just a bit of a general catch-up with Carlton Town. couple of seasons ago, one of the big hitters in the Midlands division, then moved over to the East. And I think I'm safe in saying this, last season, very much a finding your feet kind of season. Based on the month of August, I think you found your feet now in the East division, very much so.
Yeah. We got late notification, really, that we've been moved into that league. And it causes a lot of problems. You know, we had players who didn't want to travel, so we lost a few. And late in the day, and obviously we're not the richest club, so also every time you try and speak to players to try and bring them in, they all wanted more money because of the travelling. So it caused a few issues, but I mean, I think the biggest issue was what caught us out was the strength of the Northern League. We sat down at the end of the season and said it was the equivalent to being promoted from where we was. There's some very, very big, strong sides in that league. And the way we read it is that, you know, it's a stronger league than the Midland League. And it caught us out, to be fair. We got rocked back. But, you know, we learnt as we went on last season. And obviously this season we started, we went into pre-season knowing what was required of this league. You know, we knew we'd stayed in there. They hadn't moved us back like we hoped. So, and we said, look, we're not sulking this year. We'll just get on with it. And we know what we need now to compete. So we went out and got players to do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, that challenge for yourself, Tommy, of pre-season, because you don't get to... I mean, looking at the table now, it's early days, obviously. We've only played five rounds of matches, but you're in this mix with Hebbardstown, Belpertown, Consett, Dunstan, Stocktown, North Ferriby, Brighouse Town. From my point of view, very big hitters of the eastern side of the Pennines, to say the least. So you're in that mix. How have you got to that point with the pre-season you've just had?
Well, you know what we're saying at the minute is we're 9 points clear of relegation. And as goal at the start of the season, let's be honest, we was favourites to go down, especially after last season. And now we're 9 points clear of relegation, which we never was at any stage last season. So we see that as a positive. The fact that you know, who's in and around us, we don't pay much attention to. Yeah, they're all big hitters, and we're really minnows in that group. But you know what? We're just enjoying the ride at the minute. You know, we didn't set out the season saying we're going to get promoted or make the playoffs. We just we hope that, you know, the league it changed to 22 teams next season and we can get back in the Midland League. Bearing in mind we are a Midland side, so we hope we can get back. So as our own goal was to stay in the league. So we approached the pre-season knowing what's required in this league. We got players that we believe was more suited to this league compared to what we had last season. And it's worked so far. And we're just riding the crest of a wave and see where it takes us. But, you know, as long as we keep out of that relegation zone, we're happy as we stand at the minute.
No, it's been a very good start to the season, obviously. Just to touch upon the FA Cup, before we talk about Nuneaton Borough, for teams at step four, you have to... Basically, it's the first game of the season, isn't it? An FA Cup extra preliminary round match. You've got the tough test of Quorn, who, you know, certainly had a spring in the step from last season. That's a good result there in the FA Cup extra preliminary round at the start of the campaign.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, when the draw came out, we was like, oh, that sums it up. At the minute, for us at Colton, you know, probably the last team we would have picked to be drew against was Quorn away. Obviously they're riding the crest of a wave from last season. We know all the players that they've got and the management, so we knew there was a very, very good side. And plus the fact they play on 4G, so they're more used to that surface than us. So we went into that thinking we're in for a tough game here. And to be fair, it was a tough game, but you know, we got away with it. We had a great second half performance. Probably could have snatched it at the end, got the replay, and then beat them at home in the replay. So, you know, but that really set our season up, really, because that was a tough draw for the extra prelim round.
Yeah, and then you get drawn against Nuneaton Borough, who obviously they are at step three, but have been step two for a number of years before that, and obviously got to the playoff final, didn't they, last season. This is a tough draw in itself, but I'd argue Quorn's a tough draw as well, like you said.
Yeah, we had Quorn, and then we had Maltby in the prelim, and beat them. So we've had a couple of nice wins in the FA Cup. We're going to Nuneaton tomorrow. That's not made no bones about it. They're massive favourites for it. They are a fantastic club, a big club. Our lads are looking forward to it. We're all looking forward to it. We know Jimmy. We know a lot about them. You know, we've tried to sign some of the players in the past, you know, as it comes along. So we know a lot about them as well. But it's a tough game, but a great game. We're looking forward to the occasion, and whatever it brings, it brings. You know, I'd rather be playing in it than not. And you know what? We've got nothing to lose. The pressure's on them. You know, they haven't had a great start to the season. So they'll be a bit, you know, more concerned about us than we are of them. And you know, we're just going in the game to enjoy it and see what happens. When, you know, at the end of the day, we're not going to win the FA Cup, but the longer we can go in it, the more money it brings into the club and the more days like this we get. So that's how we're approaching the game. Let's just go and enjoy it, and what will be, will be.
And looking a bit further ahead, Coleshill in the first qualifying round of the FA Trophy a week on Saturday as well. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on that challenge as well?
Another great side, aren't they? Yeah. You know, obviously, you know, we've known Cam a long while, their manager. It won't be an easy game. And unfortunately for us, yeah, it's another cup competition on 4G. So I always think that teams who play on 4G, when they're on 4G, they've got that edge. They can train on it all the time. They know how it bounces. They know how the ball runs. But again, it's another great occasion. You know, it won't be an easy game. But likewise, I'm sure Cam will be looking at it and thinking, I wish we'd have got somebody other than Carlton. So we're probably both in the same boat. We both would have liked an easier tie. But hey, it'll be a good game. They're doing well in the Midland League. We're doing all right. So it'll be a good game, a close game. And we'll enjoy it, see where it goes.
Yeah, and I know managers like to say, you know, one game at a time and all that, not to get too far ahead into the future, but just for the listeners' benefit, back in the league on the 16th, Belper Town at home, finishing September off with Hebburn Town away. This is a month, isn't it? You've had the baptism of fire that was August, and well, here comes the fire, I suppose, more fire.
Well, yeah, but let's not forget that if we beat Nuneaton, we'll be in the FA Cup. So
oh, that's true. That's true.
so that's, we can't look that far ahead yet. So, but now, I mean, you're in football for these sort of games, aren't you? And I know it's early days in the league table, but people look at them as top of the table clashes, although I don't consider it is a top of the table clash because it's just early days. Until we're halfway through the season, everybody's played everybody. Nobody really knows where they are.
Yeah,
we could have played the worst five teams in the league, and Belper could. and we could be up there. We could be up there on merit, or we could be up there just because of who we've played. And you just don't know yet until it evens out. So, but yeah, I mean, two great games, aren't they? You know, we had a bad season last year, but we went to Eben and won. You know, we know their manager well. He's a Nottingham lad. So. Another great occasion. Every week it just brings another game, doesn't it? That's an exciting game.
Yes.
And why ever we're winning games, it gets more exciting. Yeah. So we'll take tomorrow first, and then we'll see what happens from there.
Yeah, it's a cracking league, isn't it, to say the least?
Fantastic. If we lose tomorrow and we're playing Belper, well, that's another fantastic game, isn't it? You know, and thing is with Belper, you know, we're two localish sides, really, so we all know each other. You know, their manager played for us in the past. You know, a lot of their players have played for us in the past, or we've come across them locally. So it'll be a fantastic game and a fantastic occasion. But obviously, we've got to concentrate on the tomorrow first and worry about Belper if and when it happens. I'd like to think that we won't be playing them and we'll be in the FA Cup still, but we'll know more tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, and last question, Mark. I mean, it comes across loud and clear this interview, but how much are you and Tommy looking forward to not just Nuneaton tomorrow, Coleshill the week after, the potential of a decent cup run this year as well? How much are you looking forward to everything that we've discussed and what's possible, you know, at Carlton Town?
Yeah, you know, me and Tom sat down in the close season discussing what we needed and didn't need and where we wanted to go. And we decided that what we was going to do was going to get a lot of youth in, which we've done, a lot of young lads, you know, from lower levels that we think are good enough, put them in, and we're just going to enjoy the ride and see where the season takes us. And, you know, we hadn't got the money to go out and make major signings, so we've gone and found players. And we're just going to enjoy this season, and what happens, happens. And, you know, we spoke to the chairman at length about that, and he's fine to go with it as well. So, and so far, so good. But, you know, they're young lads. So, you know, a couple of bad results, and we'll see where we are then. You know, it's easy while you're winning every week. But, you know, we bounced back from a first defeat in all the pre-season last week with a nice win at Grimsby. and we're just going to enjoy it. We're not going to get ourselves beat up and stressed like we did last year, because we had a horrible time last year. You know, we got stayed up on the last day. We want to keep away from that relegation zone and just have a smile on his face and keep a smile on the lad's face.
Absolutely. Well, Mark Harvey, joint manager at Carlton Town, a big congratulations for the start of the season. Big good luck tomorrow against Nuneaton Borough. All the best in the coming matches as well, and we'll catch up very soon. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Ben. All the best.
Mark Harvey there, joint manager of Carlton Town, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. That's the East Division. Let's go to the West Division now, and sitting top of the league table in the West, we've got Kidsgrove Athletic. A fantastic start to the season for them. Played 5 and won 5. And on the weekly NPL show, I hear from Scott Dundas on this week's show. But on the monthly Step 4 show this week, we're going to be catching up with two teams sitting 4th and 5th in the league table. Chasetown currently sits 2nd on 11 points after 5 matches. Then we've got new to the league Avro, who've had a great start to this season. But on the monthly show this week, we're going to be hearing from Widnes and Mosley. Mosley currently sitting 5th, 9 points from 5 games. They've got a big game against Bamber Bridge this weekend in the FA Cup. Whilst Widnes are in 4th position, they too are on 9 points after 5 matches. And on Saturday afternoon, they take on Emley in the FA Cup first qualifying round. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Widnes. It's a welcome to the show to Michael Ellison. Well, Michael, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the Emley match in the FA Cup tomorrow, just congratulations for the start to the season, but also for a brilliant bank holiday weekend with victories over Hensford and Clitheroe. How's the start to the season gone at Widnes?
It's gone good, Ben. As you just said, we had a really, really good bank holiday weekend. To get 3 wins on the board that had sucked up before the season started, and a much improved start from last season. So yeah, it's been okay, but you know, we're mindful that it is only the start. I think when you play 5 league games, so it's still early days, but yeah, certainly a better start than last year, and yeah, decent. Hopefully we can build on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously the 2 defeats come against Leek and Mosley, and I think a fair few teams in the West Division are going to suffer defeats against those teams this season. So good start to the league campaign, but it all kicked off with the FA Cup, and you know, a tough game against Longridge Town. Certainly on paper, obviously you had to take it to a replay, but a comfortable win in the replay in Lancashire. How was that start to the season?
We were really good in both games, to be honest, Ben. I thought the first game we just missed a half full of chances. Credit to Longridge, they had one chance, really took it. We missed a half full of chances and we were a little bit worried, thinking, you know, have we missed our chance? You know, sometimes we don't take those chances. It's always to go back to their places a lot tougher. But we're really good in the replay, end up scoring 5 goals. Yeah, we played really, really well. So I was pleased over the two games, and it gave us, you know, that match intensity before we started the season in the league campaign. Yeah, so really pleased with both performances.
Yeah, that extra preliminary round, it comes at a right awkward stage of the season, doesn't it? right there. I suppose it's handy to have a game like that. I suppose if you can get a replay out of it, even handier.
Yeah, it's pros and cons, isn't it? Because obviously you lose. You know, we had to cancel our last pre-season friendly. You lose a week's training, but it is nice to get that proper game mentality, proper feel. You can play as many pre-season games as you want, but they're never the same. They're never the same intensity. So I do think if you get through the games and you get those performances, and obviously it's all about winners and in cup competitions, it gives you that confidence. We managed to score a couple of goals, give the lads a bit of confidence. And we went into the league game really confident. Obviously, didn't get the result we wanted, but for large parts of that game, the performance was there, so it was pleasing.
Yeah, and then in the preliminary round, you get drawn at home to Trafford. There's easier draws, I'm going to suggest, in the preliminary round of the FA Cup. But you've won that game, and now you're into the first qualifying round. And it's got a bit of a whirlwind quality, the FA Cup, at this stage. But if you're not careful, you're at the 4th qualifying round. So it's quite interesting what's happened.
I'll take that, to be honest. And listen, obviously, you know, we had a really good... Well, we got the results against Stafford. It wasn't pleasing on the eye. I don't think both sides were at the best. But yeah, you're right, Stafford are a very good side, and OTC pretty well. You know, they were going to set up, and we managed to squeeze through. We got a little bit of luck on the day, I must admit. But I thought we deserved to win it. We had the better chance without being great. And then another tough one at Emley, and they do come thick and fast. I think we've got the FA Cup Saturday, then we're in the Super. So we don't play a league game for a couple of weeks. So our focus is just on Emily. You know, we've had the reports. You know, we're focused on them. You know, since Monday, that's all we've been thinking about. And hopefully, you know, we're at home. We've been pretty decent at home. And, you know, they're a tough side. They're a good side. They've got some experience there. A few familiar faces we know from a couple of old clubs. And but we're the home side and think we have to, you know, we have to take the games to them. And that's what we'll be trying to do tomorrow.
And all things considered with the start to August at Widnes, it's been a good start. Is it meeting expectations, Michael? Because you've got a pre-season under your belt. You're very positive on the pitch with these results. So is it going the way you'd like it at the moment at Widnes? It looks that way, certainly.
It is. Look, like I said before, I think we got 12 wins all last season and, you know, we come in late. We've had a pre-season this year. We're still looking to recruit. I think, like most clubs, we couldn't get the business done in the summer, so we thought we'd wait. The important thing was we kept the nucleus of the squad together because we finished the season really strong last season. So we're getting there. And like I said before, I'm mindful that it's only a start. We're not getting carried away. You know, we've won 3 league games. You know, you can lose 3 in this league. It's so competitive. Every week, it's really, really tough. If you're not on it, you will lose football matches in this league. So we're getting there. It's a decent run in the FA Cup up to now. I think it's the furthest the club have been. We do want to continue that. And I know it's a cliche, but all we can do is just concentrate on the next game. We are still trying to recruit. Like I said before, like most managers, we're light on the ground. We're a bit thin in certain areas, and if we had one or two injuries, it would leave us short, which it has done over the last couple of weeks. But, you know, it's positive. As I said, it's certainly a better start to last season. I think once you get that first win and we've backed it up and getting back-to-back wins on the weekend, just does give the lads a little bit of confidence, and you can see that in training, and hopefully we can take that into the next couple of games.
So, Emily, tomorrow, what's your thoughts on this challenge? It's a home game, which is always good. But what's your thoughts on the natural challenge against Emily?
Tough sides. We've had them watch. We've got a couple of reports. I know they play low breath. A couple of weeks ago, scored a lot of goals. They beat Sambach on the weekend. Similar. So we know at the top end of the pitch, they've got players who can hit you. They've got some experience. They're a big side. So they certainly won't be coming to our place with any fears, I don't think. But like I said before, at home, we're quietly confident. We've played really, really well in the home games we've had. We scored a few goals and listen, we'll be on the front foot. We're going to try and win the game. I think you have to do that when you're the home side. And we're really, really looking forward to it. You know, it's got that feel about it, hasn't it? The FA Cup, that magic, and it has a different feel about it. So hopefully we can get a bit of luck on the day, because in cup competitions, you always need a bit of luck, and we can try and squeeze through into the next round.
Yeah, and then you could put the FA Cup to one side after this weekend, but next weekend you've got Clitheroe at home in the FA Trophy as well, which goes back to what I mentioned earlier about that whirlwind aspect of cup competitions at this point of the season. I mean, what's your thoughts on that challenge?
It's going to be a very tough game, and they always are. And, you know, it was a tough game on Monday. I thought we'd be the better side, and, you know, it was a different type of performance for us on Monday. You know, with us playing sappy, we didn't feel we can go on the front foot and press high, so we sat in a little bit deeper and sort of hit them on the counter, and it worked. And look, I don't think they would have the best. You know, you've got the added spice that is the former manager. So they'll come in exactly wanting to win. And so do we. I think over the next couple of games, we're going to have to use the squad. If we can get one or two back fit, that just goes without saying. And we're going to have to give lads opportunities, but it's another game we want to win at home again. But they'll be coming wanting to get a bit of revenge. So I think we'll get a different Clitheroe side. But it's just us to stand up to the test. And like I said, at home, against any sides, if we're at it, we feel we can beat anybody.
And last question, Michael, just about, you know, the upcoming matches, but also the upcoming season more generally. It's a good start for Widnes. You've mentioned it's all about, you know, progressing from last season and keeping that form from the back end of last season going as well into this season. I think that's tick thus far. How much are you looking forward to that challenge of keeping that momentum going and seeing what's possible at Widnes this season under your stewardship?
Really looking forward to it, and that's the key, isn't it? It's consistency. You know, we spoke about it a lot. We had a lot of conversations. We want to try and keep continuity. That's difficult when you're playing so many games in a short space of time. It's difficult because lads get injuries, lads get fatigued. So it's trying to find continuity, but then being sensible. But we need to improve on last year. You know, there's no doubt about that. That's the remit from the club. We don't want to be in trouble like we was last season. As we got 12 wins last year, I think we're on 3 now. So it's my job to get to match those wins as quick as we can, early as we can. And obviously, anything past that, you'd almost certainly have a better point to tally. But yeah, we want to get some consistency. We're not looking too far ahead, and we are keeping our feet on the ground. Like I said before, the games are so close and so competitive that You know, we've won 3 out of 5. You can lose 3 out of 5. You don't turn up. You have a couple of injuries, or you just don't. You're just not at it on the day. You lose. So we were trying to get that message across to the boys. But like I said, it's a good start. We're not getting carried away, and hopefully we continue that over the next couple of weeks.
Well, Michael Ellison, manager of Widnes, a big congratulations for this start to the season. All the best in the FA Cup and the FA Trophy over the next fortnight, and keep up the excellent work, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Cheers, Ben.
Michael Ellison there, manager of Widnes, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. And last interview for this week, and sticking with the FA Cup theme, Mosley will be taking on Bamber Bridge this weekend in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup. And on Friday, I caught up with the manager at Mosley. It's a welcome back to the show to David Fish. Well, David, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to Bamber Bridge tomorrow in the FA Cup, just a bit of a general catch-up, really. A decent start for Mosley in the playoff positions after 5 games in the West Division. How's it gone the month of August?
It's been okay. We've done well at home. We really want to focus on home form this year. And I think fans like it if you can play good football and get good results. And we've done that at home. A bit disappointed to lose the 2 away games. We're in winning positions in both, and lapses in concentration cost us, but you know, 9 points from 5 games isn't a bad start, so overall pretty pleased.
There's a pattern as well to the home wins, aren't there? I mean, it's an old cliche, you know what I'm going to say, 1-0s wins leagues and all that, but plenty of 1-0s, which is solid stuff.
Yeah, and that's why it's so disappointing away from home, that those lapses, and we've lost 2-1 both away games, and those lapses, whereas at home I think we've just been a bit more on it defensively. I think we've defended really well from the front. I thought the keeper and centre-halves have stood up when they've had to. And we've really talked about trying to be better at the back this year, concede fewer goals. We've set a target of not conceding more than a goal a game on average. So that's going to be really important to us. And we've set the tone pretty well in those home games.
And is it about consistency as well? Because last season you were there or thereabouts around that playoff line for much of the season. So is it just about, you know, just getting that consistency going and being more difficult to beat?
It is. It's being more difficult to beat and grinding results out when we need to. And it's making sure we don't get into the slumps that we've got into the last 2 seasons. If you look at last season, we had a run in sort of February, March where we didn't pick up any points, and the season before, like the sort of October, November time. And they've really, really cost us, where we've gone on spells of maybe 6 or 7 games without picking up a draw even. So we've really focused on that, being more resolute, being harder to beat, doing the slightly ugly side of the game at times, and sort of digging in and suffering and defending with your lives when you need to make sure you can turn things around when you're in those spells. And we want to play good football, we want to be attacking, but there are times when we're going to have to just suck it up and defend and get something out of the game.
And how was pre-season as well and shaping this squad to what it appears to be, you know, a team that gets results. So how was pre-season shaping this squad?
We do a lot of our business early. I like to do it before I go on holiday, and typically all the way at the end of May. So we'd retained about 10 players from last season. We've added about 10, some of those pretty well-known names who've been around the league a little bit, and some younger lads who are kind of finding the way in the game, providing us some squad depth. So the squad came together very early, other than goalkeeping position, where we had a keeper who decided he didn't want to play, and we ended up bringing Chris Thompson in very late on. I think other than that, everybody's been with us all through pre-season, and that's made a real difference in terms of building a bit of an understanding. The players really getting the culture and what we're about and how we want to play. And having half the squad who'd been with us for, many of them for 2 years plus, has really helped players bed in as well. So pre-season was good. Results-wise, it was fine. I don't really focus on that. But in terms of performances and building partnerships and kind of understanding the way we play, I think lots and lots of positives to take from it.
And admittedly, it's early days. I mean, we're doing this interview right at the start of September. But what are your expectations for this season? Because you're only 5 points when all said and done, even with that slump, as you put it. You know, only 5 points from the playoff line when all said and done at the back end of April. So you must be thinking that's a possibility this time round.
That's the target. We've set the ambition to be around the playoffs the last couple of years, and we've managed to improve year on year. We want to improve again. I think if we do, in the league as competitive as it is this year, I think we will get ourselves into the playoffs, and that's got to be ambition. Playoffs give ourselves a chance of going through them. It's a bit of a lottery once you're in there, but give ourselves a chance. And then, you know, cup run. I think we had a good cup run the season before last. We went out of every cup in the first round last season. So if we could get a bit of a cup run, that get in the playoffs, that'd be a very, very positive season.
What about the FA Cup? It's obviously you took on Rami in the middle of August in the preliminary round and a good 1-0 home win there. But Bamber Bridge away on Saturday, tough test this one. What's your thoughts? I don't think you could get much of a tougher draw, to be honest.
Yeah, it was certainly one of the toughest draws we could have got. We wanted a home tie, and I would have been much happier taking on Bamber Bridge at home even. But we know they've got a good pitch. We know they've got a good side who'll look to play. I think that will mean we've got two sides who are looking to play, which should make it quite an entertaining spectacle. We've done what research we can, and I'm sure Bamber Bridge have done the same with us, and we've kind of talked to players last night about what we expect from and what we want from them. It's 11v11. I think we've got a good side. I think we've got plenty of energy in the side, and I think we can give it a really good go. I said before, it's the icing on the cake. If you can get a cup run, it really is the icing on the cake. But there isn't the expectation for us to go and get through two or three rounds of this cup. It's just always a nice bonus.
And that's the FA Cup. I mean, the FA Trophy as well, week on Saturday, that's a home game against Vauxhall Motors. So it's just about carrying on that good start. Bamber Bridge away is a tricky one, but a home game, with the way you've been playing at Seal Park, I'm imagining you're aiming for a 1-0 win. But I mean, it's but these cup games, you mentioned it earlier, you'd like to progress in them.
Yeah, we take them seriously. So it's not we've got a slightly bigger squad this year, and balancing that and making sure players play is challenging. But we're not looking at using the cup games as an opportunity to rotate vastly. We're going to look to put out the side that we think will win both games. Both Bamber Bridge and Vauxhall Motors. As you said, at home game probably makes us favourites. We should go into that with a lot of confidence given the start we've had. I know Vauxhall Motors will be another good side. They'll be difficult to beat and difficult to break down. And themselves will want to progress and have a run, having come back into the trophy after a few years away from it. So not an easy game, but probably one where there's a bit more pressure on us as favourites at home than tomorrow's game.
And the other thing we should add as well, I mean, we've mentioned this a few times catching up over the seasons, David, just about, you know, that vibe at Seal Park and stuff. I mean, the attendances have been pretty good in this opening month. You're going to need that crowd there for that Vauxhall Motors game, and certainly a good away following as well at the Sir Tom Finney Stadium on Saturday as well.
Yeah, and the away following is always good. We have a real hardcore fans who follow us all over. You've got the little Facebook group and you see them all kind of meeting up and congregating at 7 o'clock in the morning as they get the trains and trams and go and get the breakfast and a couple of pints before the game. And they're normally pretty loud and, you know, get behind the side, and it really makes a difference in those away games. Home games, we've got the same people, but it's kind of a bit more dispersed. And, you know, we've talked about it internally and we've talked about a couple of interviews with the club, but just around the support's great, it makes such a difference, and the fans can get behind us and we can give them something to get behind at Seal Park. That's almost worth a goal, particularly when we're kicking downhill into the park end. It's almost like they can suck the ball in. So we're hoping to see plenty more of that starting the Vauxhall game a week tomorrow.
No, good stuff. And last question, David, just a general closer. Basically, it's been a decent start to the season. Tough games in the FA Cup and the FA Trophy to come, but how much are you looking forward to the challenge of the cup competitions, as well as what's possible at Seal Park this season when it comes to the league? How much are you looking forward to the remainder of the season?
Yeah, really looking forward to it. I feel like we've got a better squad than we had this time last year. I think we can therefore improve on what we've done. Everybody's pulling the same direction. The fans are behind us. The board are behind us. We've got a really good group around me in terms of management team. So everything's really positive at the moment. So it's teed us up nicely, and the opening month has sort of given us a firm footing to hopefully have a really positive season this year. So, you know, I would love to be able to come and speak to you in 8 months' time or whatever it is to reflect back and say we've achieved our goals, we've got into the playoffs, we've had a cup run, and you know, I feel pretty confident we can do something this year.
Well, David Fish, manager of Mosley, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck in the FA Cup and the FA Trophy, and all the best in the coming league matches as well. And we'll catch up again very soon.
Cheers, Ben.
Mosley manager David Fish there speaking to me on Friday. And that's it for this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. A big good luck to everyone in FA Cup action on Saturday afternoon. For all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But a big thank you to all the managers who've joined me for this month's show. But I'm Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.